dominates the air. All I can think of is the arena that kept appearing in my visions. Is this it? I look around, trying to see if I can tell. The center of the large room is dimly illuminated. Nine runs into the circle of light and yells, "Time to come and play, Cetricus Ra, you piece of shit!" "Where's Six?" Marina says. She joins Nine in the center of the room along with Eight. They quickly drop their chests and start to look around.
"You guys, there's something up on the ceiling," Ella says, her voice echoing around the room.
I look up to see a small formation of rocks hanging from the ceiling. I shine my lumen on the object, and bathed in its glow, it almost looks like a statue. This isn't right. I don't know why, but there's something wrong here, I say in a low voice. While we watch the shadows for any sign of movement, Nine uses his anti-gravity legacy to run up onto the ceiling and look at the rock formation. When he starts to get close, I hear a familiar voice yell, "Stop!" I whip around to see Six standing alone in the doorway. A loop of thick rope hangs from her hip, and in her hand is a jagged blue sword. She looks unharmed. Now that is the Six I remember, confident and strong. Did she do it? Is it possible that Six has already killed Cetricus Ra?
"Six, oh my God, it's you!" Marina cries. "You're okay!"
"It's over," Six says.
"Cetricus Ra is dead. That formation on the ceiling is Mogadorian poison. Stay away from it."
The relief in the air is palpable. Eight teleports to Six's side and wraps his arms around her in a huge hug. Six was always the strongest of us, stronger than even me or Nine. She just saved Lorien, Earth, and possibly the universe. I want to pick her up, put her on my shoulder, and parade her back to Lorien. I start towards her, but Ella grabs my wrist and pulls me back. I hear her in my mind.
"John, something's wrong."
The next few moments happen in what feels like slow motion. Six pulls the jagged blue sword back and thrusts it forward. Horrified, I watch Eight become rigid. Then the tip of the sword breaks through the middle of his shoulders. He slumps forward. Six pushes Eight's body off her sword, and he falls to the floor, motionless.
"No!"
Marina screams from behind me and rushes towards Eight. I'm paralyzed with shock, until my instinct to fight kicks in. I look down, and a massive fireball has formed in the palm of my right hand. Whatever confusion I was just feeling has cleared, and I know what I need to do. This can't be Six. And whoever this really is, I need to kill them. "Six?" I say, rolling the fireball on the tips of my fingers. "What did they do to you?" She laughs and raises her other hand into a fist. Blue lightning shoots out between her knuckles and spreads along the ceiling of the room. My fireball disappears. What's going on?
"Four!"
I look up to see Nine flying through the air from above me. His anti-gravity legacy must have failed him too. I manage to catch enough of him to stop him from slamming down on the ground and help him get to his feet. Marina stands protectively over Eight, guns aimed and ready to fire. Eight is still on the ground and I can't tell how badly he's injured. At least I know he's alive since I don't have a new scar. Marina lets loose a burst of bullets, but they stop inches from Six's face and drop uselessly to the concrete. I try to light myself with my lumen again, but nothing happens. With her sword held high, Six's body starts to convulse and blur with a quick flash of white. She grows taller, and her long blonde hair shrinks into a small patch on top of a large skull. Her face elongates and morphs, and somehow I know she's changing into Cetricus Ra, even before the glowing purple scar appears on his neck. Two battalions of Moog's soldiers silently emerge from doors on the sides of the room and flank him. Without a word, Nine, Marina, Ella, and I move closer to one another, standing over Eight. To make it clear, we will face him together.
All of you in one place. How convenient for me. I hope you are ready to die,
he snarls. I think you have that wrong, I reply.
That's what number six thought too, but she was wrong. Very wrong.
He smiles, his revolting and stained teeth glinting in the dim light. Nine looks over at me and rubs his hands together, all eager anticipation.
Johnny boy, have we discussed how important oral hygiene is to me?
He looks back at Cetricus Ra.
Dude, brush your teeth before you even think about threatening me.
He extends his glowing red staff, turns to Cetricus Ra, and charges. Thankfully, we still have the power of our inheritance.
Chapter 30. Out of the corner of my eye, I see Nine charging Cetricus Ra. I turn back to Eight to see if I can heal him. I keep my hands on Eight's chest wound, waiting for my legacy to start working again. Nothing. I beg Eight to hold on, to fight through the pain, but his brown eyes roll back and his breath becomes more and more shallow. Panicked, I flash back on the drawing from the Lorik cave, the one where Eight is killed by Cetricus Ra's sword. Is the prediction coming true? I desperately keep pressing my hands all over his chest. Marina! John shouts. We have to get you and Eight out of this room now! I have a feeling if we can get away from Cetricus Ra, our legacies will start working again. If I'm right, you can still save Eight. He's too badly wounded for a healing stone. He's almost gone, I managed to choke out. It might be too late, no matter what we do. I can't bring myself to tell him about the cave drawing. I wonder if Eight is able to think about any of this, to remember the drawing, to know what this moment might be. I hope not. Then we should hurry, he says, handing me a Moog cannon and picking up Eight. Shoot anything and everything that's not one of our friends. We try to cover the 100 or so yards to the door as quickly as we can, while keeping an eye on the others who are locked in battle. With every Moog I turn to ash on the way, I feel stronger and stronger. I try not to think about where Six, the real Six, is, or what's happened to her. I knew that wasn't Six. I wish I had killed that thing even before it revealed itself. I scan the room. Nine is fighting Cetricus Ra, clearly treading water, his staff clashing with Ra's sword. As strong as Nine is, it almost looks like Cetricus Ra is toying with him, just waiting for the right moment to strike and kill. Every ounce of confidence and strength I felt a moment ago drains out of me. There are simply too many of them and too few of us. And we are without our legacies, which means we're just kids. Kids fighting an organized alien army. I hate to leave the others, but I know John is right. I know I need to get out of here if I'm going to have any hope of healing Eight. And saving Eight is the only choice. We're almost at the door when 24 Moogs come right at us. Some of them have cannons, some of them have swords, and they all appear terrifyingly unstoppable. I try to shoot them, but the cannon blasts I send their way don't even make a dent in the advancing mob. There are just too many of them. John manages to set Eight down just outside the door. Then he joins me, charging them and wielding his sword. I fight alongside him. I will not let John down, no matter how bad the odds appear. We protect one another and we draw strength from one another when we feel weak. It's why we've survived this long and why we will win. We are stronger when we unite. John mows the Moogs down, one at a time, methodically and fast. I shoot steadily as I maneuver to block the doorway and protect Eight. I duck outside the door to check on 8's condition. I feel his pulse, which is faint, and I can tell my legacy has not returned. I lay my hands on him and whisper fiercely, "You can't die, 8. Do you hear me? I am going to heal you. My legacy will return, and I will heal you." I realize the Moogs that have charged us are all gone, destroyed, and the abrupt silence startles me. "We have to hurry. More will come," John says urgently. We hear a deafening scream. Through the door, we can see Bernie Kosar has transformed into a beast and is surrounded by Moogs who are trying to slash at him, but he jumps in and out of their reach. The Moogs can't get him, but he isn't able to do much damage to them either. We step back into the room in time to see Cetricus Raw pull out a whip. Its tips begin to flame as he strikes 9 in the arm. That wound immediately begins to turn black. John turns to say something to me when I hear a shot. Before I can even tell what happened, John's body convulses, and he falls to the ground.
I'm stuck to the ceiling, entombed in black stone. I watch as the rest of the guard fight for their lives, and I can't even feel my own body. Never mind, let them know I'm up here. I'm helpless, and it's killing me. I've trained every moment of my life learning how not to be helpless. Cetricus Raw is no great fighter. He's only taking us down because he is able to render us powerless. I want to be standing down there with his head in my hands for all of the Moogs to see. I would make sure they witnessed the destruction of their leader, and then I'd leave them in the same pile of ash. Am I watching the dream of Lorien die? We thought we were so strong, and so smart, and so prepared. We thought we were going to end the war and fly back home to Lorien. We were fools. Arrogant fools. We knew of Cetricus Raw, the great and terrible Mogadorian leader, but we didn't know anything about how he fought, the powers he would bring to the battle. In retrospect, it seems obvious that he would have the power to take our legacies. I wish I could communicate with my fellow guard. I'd be able to direct them well from this vantage point. For one thing, I can see that while the Moogs are stupendously strong physically, they bring little, if anything, in the way of mental technique. These guys are almost as dumb as the rock I've become. They reveal their movements before they act. Their plan of attack is easy to read because they don't have one. This is a game of numbers and brute force, and that is an enemy that can be beat, if you know what you're dealing with. But when you're in the thick of it, it's impossible to see. I wish I could tell the guard to focus all of their energies and strength on Cetricus Raw. Otherwise, I fear the battle will be short, the Moogs almost sure to win. I watch Bernie Kosar get slashed. He's transformed himself into an enormous beast, the same kind he became back in Paradise. His body is thick and muscular. His teeth and claws are sharp and jagged, and 2 curled horns have sprouted from his head. I see Cetricus Raw hit 9 with his whip, and 9's arm turn black, which I can only assume means he'll be in the same position as me soon. John has been shot, and he goes down writhing in pain. Marina picks up a cannon and starts firing on the advancing Moogs. Ella's sneaking out of the room. Does she have a plan? I'm distracted from watching Ella by the sound of BK roaring in pain. I see he's fallen to his knees. Though he's still fighting, still killing Moogs, he's bleeding heavily from his wounds. It's agonizing watching him slowly destroyed, in so much pain.
I'm bleeding out. I can feel my blood and my strength running out of me. And there's nothing I can do about it. Wave after wave of Moogs just keep coming. I have no idea how many we've killed so far today. But it doesn't seem to make any difference. Without our legacies,
It's like trying to stop a tsunami with a pile of Swiss cheese. Marina is behind me, firing on the Moogs. I look over at Bernie Kosar and see the Moogs have ropes around his horns that are dragging him out of the corner.
Coward! You're nothing but a coward! You have to paralyze us just to beat us!
I hear Nine scream. I see him in the center of the room, one of his arms black and hanging, heavy and useless, as Cetricus Ra rears his whip back. Cetricus Ra smiles.
You can call me whatever names you want. It's not going to change the fact that you're about to die.
He snaps the whip forward. Nine tries to block the flaming tips with his staff, but with only one arm, it's impossible. One of the tips hits Nine's hand, sending the staff flying, and the other tail of the whip hits Nine's face. He screams out in pain as his hand and face both start turning black. Cetricus Ra advances on him. I have to do what I can before I'm totally useless or dead. So I start firing my cannon at Cetricus Ra from my position on the ground. At best, I'm a distraction, but I will do whatever I can. He stops each one of the projectiles I fire in midair and tosses them aside like they're nothing. I hear a new source of cannon fire. I turn towards the door and see Sarah moving into the room, firing on Moogs, Ella behind her. Sarah, she hasn't been trained. There's no way she can survive a battle with the Moogs and Cetricus Ra.
Sarah! I scream. You've got to get out of here! This is not your fight!
Sarah ignores me and keeps moving deeper into the room. Nine is trying to move away from Cetricus Ra, but his arms, both of which are now completely black, weigh him down. His face is completely turning as black as his arms. Cetricus Ra strikes Nine again. This time, getting him with both tips of the whip right in the middle of his chest. Nine cries out and Cetricus Ra shouts,
I had heard you might be my greatest challenge, but look at you! You are nothing!
As Cetricus Ra brings his whip back once more to deliver a fatal blow to Nine, Ella darts out from behind Sarah and throws something at him. Something that looks like a small red blur. It hits Cetricus Ra on the arm and he looks down, shocked, before letting out a deafening roar. I feel something change inside of me. It's immediate and enormously powerful, like someone plugged me into an energy source. I focus on my hands and try just once more to light my lumen. To my amazement, it works. Our legacies have returned. From behind me, I hear Marina cry out, and she races over to Eight, who's still just outside the doorway. I see her run, her hands over his chest, working on his wounds. She looks at me through the doorway.
What just happened?
I shake my head. I have no idea, but now we've got ourselves a real fight. My palms glowing, I turn towards the center of the room where Cetricus Ra is clawing at his arm, trying to pull out the small red object Ella threw at him. He finally succeeds and turns to snap the whip at Ella and Sarah, who is still firing the cannon. They don't move out of the way fast enough, and the whip makes contact. They both go down.
As soon as the dart hits Cetricus Ra, I feel the change. My legacies are back. My strength is starting to return. I have a chance to get out of here and help the others. I start struggling within the black casing and can now feel myself move slightly within it, but not enough to break out. As I continue to struggle, I look below me. John is with Sarah and Ella, both down. He's left a trail of blood behind him as well as piles of ash. Marina has run back outside to Eight. Bernie Kosar is still in the corner, but now he is tearing apart the Moogs that were dragging him a second ago. In the middle of the room, Nine is still facing off with Cetricus Ra, and he's been able to break his hands and face free from the black rock that was taking over his body. Seeing that gives me hope that I can break out of my own stone prison, and I continue my struggle until I